Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I love
her character.
I met Regina Hall the other day. She touched my hand. I just wanted to let you know that she's a beautiful woman.
I saw her on you. I was jealous of that.
Tell me that we didn't look like a great couple together.
Why
would you say that?
You did not.
We didn't look like a good couple.
No.
Why?
She's 50 years old. She looks 20.
Okay.
You're 40. You look 800. What are you going to add to Regina Hall's life?
A lot. I already slid in DMs. I'm just waiting for the response.
What?
You want to see I got the receipts.
You better not.
Oh, you think it's a game?
You didn't.
You think I did it?
What did you say to Regina Hall?
You didn't see what
Why
I said
are you
to
wasting her time?
Nobody racing. Me and Regina Hall could be a whole thing.
That is impossible.
For me and Regina?
Yeah. Why would Regina Hall be like, you know what? Doughboy and North Hollywood is where I'm. You lie.
I ain't lying.
I'm gonna read y'all this. What up, y'all, and welcome to another bonus episode of Righteous and Ratchet. Now listen, before we start, this is the final bonus episode that's for the entire viewing public. Henceforth, now and forevermore, the bonus episodes are for our patrons only. Mm-hmm. So you'll always get your Wednesday episode. Don't trip. No matter what, you'll get your Wednesday episode. But if you're a patron, RighteousandRatchet.com, and you pay $5 a month, you'll get two.
Yippee.
Righteous and Ratchets a week.
Yeah.
So if you want to be more righteous and more ratchet, slide that five. We're going to be live. Ain't got it,
it's all good. Just wait for
we'll
the Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.
It's good.
But we couldn't wait for Jussie.
Oh, no. We had to talk about
Jussie. We got
to
talk about
Jussie. Let me introduce
Jussie.
Myself, because you introduced yourself.
I didn't say Kev on stage. I said
we got to introduce ourselves.
I'm Kev on stage.
I am Dubois.
And this is Righteous and Ratchet, and Josh is opening the sound.
Really?
Louder than you think it is.
Jeez, what is this? OSR, what they call the things?
XLR.
XLR?
Okay.
ASMR.
Okay, whatever. Listen. Okay, all right. Exactly what I think you're
going to. Okay, all right.
So here's, let's.
Okay, let's talk. Let's level up.
I'm going to be honest. Mm. Be completely honest with y'all.
Tell them the truth.
I didn't want to talk about it.
I know you didn't, but guess what? Oh, we're gonna talk about it.
I did not want to talk
about it. Why didn't you want to talk about it, Kevin?
I'm gonna give you a couple reasons why.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk you through my Jussie time.
Shimmy us through this.
I'm gonna shimmy you through my Jussie.
Okay.
The news broke.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 weeks ago now?
Something like that. It was before the Super Bowl.
2 or 3 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. Empire actor Jussie Smollett has been attacked. People in red hats. Saying racial slurs and homophobic slurs.
Mm-hmm.
This is MAGA country. N word.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, you. Scram.
Scat.
Okay. My initial reaction was, dang, bro, that's crazy. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
If that can happen to Jussie,
it could happen to any of us.
It could happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, Doughboy included, smelt funny from the beginning. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Didn't smell funny to me.
It smelled.
Okay? I tend to believe people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the story. Thought it was unusual. It's like, dang, that's crazy.
Nothing about it struck you as odd. Because I'm going to break down.
I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
Okay.
Not initially. Mm-hmm. However, I don't tend to pick through things immediately.
Okay.
When I watch movies, Melissa be figuring them out. I just be like, mm-hmm.
You just be sitting there. Just, what happened?
When I tell you, you think I'm lying. You know The Sixth Sense, right?
Uh-huh.
Bruce Willis was dead.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that for like 3 months after the movie. Still loved it. So I was in high school.
The whole movie?
Whole movie.
Missed the whole plot twist.
I was in high school and we were talking about it at lunch. And they were like, bro, it was crazy that he was dead the whole time. I was like, who? They're like, Bruce Willis was dead. I was like, what do you mean? He was talking to him. They was like, you never noticed? Nobody else noticed him? I was like, no, I can't recall that.
They did a whole recap at the end,
bro,
and replayed the moment.
They pointed you right to it. I was just like, I lost this movie. Totally missed it. I don't be figuring stuff
clearly.
Out. Except see, Incredibles 2. I figured out that it was the sister.
I just seen that over the weekend.
Early on.
Great movie.
Okay, or I figured out her. But yeah. I don't tend to, I'm not looking ahead.
But see, this is the thing. Because I thought about this. I knew we was going to talk about it. Yeah. And you know I couldn't wait. But much like you know a lot of scholastic things mm-hmm. that I don't know because you went to college and the like.
Yeah.
I've been in these streets, Kevin.
You from Sacramento.
I'm from Sacramento. It is not accidental.
Ain't accidental.
I was trapping in a rental and
never
I was never sentimental. I've been around a lot of different type of people. Crooks, gramblers, regular straight gramblers. Arrow people. Gamblers.
Gamblers and grumblers. Hey, so a grumbler.
I've been around a lot of people. So I can just smell BS really fast.
No, you can smell beefsteak. That's what BS means for
boiling
you.
Boiling stew.
Brisket sandwiches, I smell you from a mile away.
So
there's a new barbecue spot opening. I smelled them open a sauce. 3 miles this way.
You gotta do like this.
Latitude 116, longitude 112. They're using a honey hickory sauce, and I like it. A hint of blackberry and nutmeg.
I'll allow it. So I knew
in Nicaragua.
I knew off the rip.
You ain't know.
You know
what
I can tell you? Just off of the very, very quickly. And I did not. And I text you.
Yeah.
The day that it happened.
Hold on. Let me pause. Pause this. Mm-hmm. Doughboy wanted to talk about this immediately mm-hmm. on the podcast, and I ain't going to hold y'all. Mm-hmm. The last thing I ever want to do is be on the wrong side of a homophobic thing.
Me neither.
I don't want to get dragged by Twitter. I was like, I'll be quiet. I don't know.
Shout out.
Doughboy sent me something, the story with the side eyes. I was like nope.
But see,
I'm not going to get dragged on Twitter, and I say nothing. I didn't see nothing.
And see, that was the thing. And that was the reason why I held off saying anything, because I did not want to be accused of victim shaming.
Yeah.
But the story off the rip didn't make sense. When things happen, I can break it down really quick.
Okay.
So when it happened, and he says, you got to remember, this was the week that they were comparing. They said Chicago is colder than Antarctica this week.
Yes.
At 2:30 in the morning, Jesse decides that he wants
Jesse
decides that he wants a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I get it. I like midnight snacks. But you get up and walk out at 2:30 in the morning in this weather to go get a sandwich.
Okay, but he could have been coming home. He never said he left his apartment and went to Subway. He just said he was walking to one. He could have been out late for any number of
reasons. There's no reason to just be strolling the street in that weather, Kevin.
He could have had a show. He could have had any. I'm telling you my thought process.
Okay, so my thought process.
I didn't automatically think, oh, he lying.
Okay.
Like, I also didn't really think at all.
I put all the things together, but that was the first thing, like,
because I had just
been hearing this, and I'm a big dude, so I'm like, if I'm a fat guy and I'm not going down there for gumbo, like, I wouldn't go out of there for nothing. So
nothing.
I ain't gonna hold you. Okay.
You reminded me back on Chippendale. Jay, if somebody had a full rack of St. Louis.
I'm gonna pull up, but that's okay. But when that was the first thing that was wrong.
Okay.
Then as the story just went on, I said, okay, that wasn't enough for me to just think that you're lying.
Yeah.
Then he said they had MAGA hats. So that was just like, because I'm gonna tell you, if you get attacked, I get that that's something that you would recognize, but you're not looking at somebody's face. And that's the only thing
it's
you see.
Dark.
And he said they had masks on. Okay. And I get it. But so I was just like, when he said MAGA hats, I was just like, that's different. Then he said the things that they said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, you're that expletive from Empire. I'm like, are racists really watching Empire?
That part, I was just like.
And why would they need to attack him?
Here's my thing. Okay. And I'm not going to hold you.
Right.
I didn't immediately think that. Mm-hmm. But as I heard the story again, I was like, I don't believe. Okay. Now, Terrence Howard.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they would recognize him.
Right.
Maybe not from Empire. Taraji, recognizable regardless. Those are supremely famous people.
Absolutely.
They've been in, like, you know, Terrence Howard was in Iron Man. He was in Iron Man, okay? Taraji, Was in Hustle and Flow. Well, I don't think MAGA people are watching Baby Boy.
Right, you're right.
But she was in Hidden Figures.
Right.
Movies that non-black people watch.
Right.
Empire's core cast is us.
Right.
So, one, you watch it. Two, you recognize him from it. That part was like, bro, I don't even watch Empire no more. I honestly
stopped watching that for the first season, really.
Here's my thing about Empire. Loved it the first season.
You and this sandwich,
I
Josh.
Felt like...
Could you just take it out? No, just take it out, because we keep hearing it. It's distracting.
I feel like on Empire, they didn't think they were going to get a second season. Right. So they were like, everything in. And now they're on their like fourth season. Yeah. It's like, bro. So I ain't going to hold you. That part, I was like... MAGA hat wearing, looking for trouble. People are like,
at 2:30 in the morning. At 2:30 in the morning. We need to find this guy from show.
No. Cookie and Lucius' son. If I ever see him,
I still was just kind of with the side
that's
eye.
Not unbelievable.
Then
it's highly unlikely,
right?
But not unbelievable.
Then the stuff came out about the noose and the bleach. I was like, okay, this just seems very extra. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So I'm still sitting there listening. And then they said, after the attack, then go and call the police, walked home with the noose on.
I know you brought that up.
Like, if you get, I've never had a noose put on my neck ever
once.
You
got a large neck. They don't sell much rope at Home Depot.
In the event that I get one put on my neck, I'm not going to leave it on my neck. So
here's the thing.
No.
Okay, now I want to stop you here.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's too easy. Okay, let me preface this by saying, assuming everything is true, which is where I was still at.
A bold assumption, but
okay,
go ahead.
Assuming everything is, I'm talking about when I first heard the story. Okay. It's too easy to say what you would do in your conscious mind and that didn't happen to you.
Right.
Okay. If that really happened to you for real, you might be dazed. You might be in shock. You don't know what you might do. Mm-hmm. We from the outside always say, now I saw a funny tweet somebody said. Mm-hmm. We always talking about, I could never be in slavery. I would run away. And the person on Twitter said, you could never be a slave, but you walk back from your desk crying because your boss wouldn't give you that day off. But you wouldn't be a slave. It's super easy to say what you would and couldn't do when it's not you.
True.
Because a lot of times that stuff's not everybody, especially on social media.
Right.
Bro, I would have sucked cuz I would have did this and that. It could never be me. Why would you? You don't know what you might do.
True.
You don't know.
Okay. But see, that's the thing. So this is the thing that was it was a domino effect for me. Cause it wasn't like one of those things. But in the event when you're recounting, the first time I hear the first lie, then everything, I got a question. So the first thing I was like, why are you out at 2:30 in the morning trying to get a sandwich?
Yeah.
Now everything else that you say, I'm not saying you're lying.
Yep.
I'm just looking at it like, this is interesting. And then when he wasn't saying anything publicly. Then when he finally came out, he went to a club. Wow. This was very telling. He was reading his statement off of an index card. Why do you need an index card to tell you how you feel? It just happened 2 weeks ago. You're a young guy. He's sitting there like, yeah, so the guy rushed me. And then I told him. But this is where he was reading it off a card. Then he says, I'm the gay Tupac.
I don't know why.
When he said that, I said, okay, I know exactly what this is. You know what my hope was? I was never going to say anything if he got away with this. Because I'm just like, I'm not going to be the guy on the other end of this. But I said to myself, I hope he don't get nobody indicted for this BS and foolishness that he's doing it. Like, so at that point when I seen him at the club, so it's like, you are this big figure who you are. Mm-hmm. And at this point that you've allegedly been beaten because you're black and you're gay, the where you want to go make a statement at is in the club and you want to say, I'm the gay Tupac.
What is that?
What does
that mean?
I don't even know.
Was Tupac attacked? I don't know what that meant.
Like, it's just like, I'm a revolutionary. I'm a fighter. Like, Tupac meant a lot to a lot of people. So
thought he was saying because he, like, bounced back from this attack. Like, I didn't understand the correlation.
That's when I really was like, when I seen that, I was like, it's just a matter of time. This is before the reports even started coming out. I was like, okay. I was like, I hope he don't get nobody indicted from this foolishness.
That was early. Because I'm going to tell you when I first saw... My first time when I was like, oh no, Jussie. Because before you, like, here's my thing, right? I was more skeptical of the police than Jussie. Okay? Because if you recall, The Chicago police are the same ones who said Laquan McDonald, he was running with us to with the gun, and we had to kill him. No. And when and then for over a year, they said we had to kill him. He was dangerous, attacking us, this and that.
And the video
comes out like 14, 16 months later. He's walking away, and they shot him in cold blood.
Right.
Okay? See, so my skepticism... The Chicago PD?
But see, that's the thing, though. We're on this. That's crazy that you would say that. My skepticism came because it was never off nothing. If you recognize, the police were actually relatively mum. I was going off what Justice said. It wasn't had nothing to do with what the police said. They said, he said this. So I'm just going off of what he said. I'm just like, no, there's something wrong. There's a disconnect here. It's this doesn't make this.
But you didn't hear none of the police stuff? That didn't affect your decision making?
No. I was going strictly off of what he said.
Okay.
Off of his recount. I was just like, actually, it was just off of the recount of what happened. It was just, this is allegedly what happened. I was like, this sounds like somebody is just trying to make this seem worse than it is. Like, just off of the rip. And I was just like, no. And I was just like, well, I hope nobody gets indicted. Like, you know, I wasn't going to sit there and say nothing because, you know, I'd be on the wrong side of things a lot.
You do.
So I was like, I'll just say nothing. It's not my business. But I was like, if it ever comes out, this dude needs to go to jail.
Okay. Now,
and that is a fact. I hope you're not going to say anything against that. We can fight. I don't know.
Violence among friends?
I just felt.
So here's my, I'm going to tell you when I first saw skepticism. Mm-hmm. In my own mind, when they arrested the brothers and they were black, I was like, hold up now.
Wait a minute. Right.
First of all, these dudes were strong.
Very strong. They could have washed Jussie.
People were calling them Wakandans. That's racist. Right. I think they're Nigerian.
Right.
So
the they were saying Wakandans because they're strong.
Because they're strong.
Okay, got
it. One dude, I was just like,
it was his personal trainer.
I know that later.
Okay.
But that wasn't released
immediately. Right, at the top.
When the people were black, I was like, so is he saying the black people were, because now they're black people, they could be washing empire.
Right.
But why would they be?
Why would they have MAGA hats and then call him racist things and they're black too?
They're black too. So I was like, ah, just why they gotta be black, right? Because even if they have ski masks, you're assuming if it's a MAGA, get out of MAGA country, you're assuming it's a white Trump supporter.
Right. You know?
So when they had the black dudes, I was like, just.
So you knew, but.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But that was the first time where I was like, So then it comes out that they knew him. Okay. Now, quite a skeptic, to be fair, a lot of times things are inside jobs.
I got to ask you a question.
I know you. How many rappers and athletes have been robbed by their boys? Okay. Payment disputes. I know where the money is. So just because they knew him doesn't mean
they couldn't have done this to him.
And maybe they're trying to throw somebody off the scent.
I never thought about that. Okay.
Okay.
Valid
point. I'm going to beat you up and I'm going to have a red hat on.
And make you think it was some racist.
Make you think it was some racist because it's an inside job. Because I'm going to just be 100%.
Keep it warm, Hona.
I don't know why Justin would make this up. And right now,
there are some
he
theories.
Ain't admitted it, it's a lie.
There's some theories.
And I'm going to tell you, though. I don't want this to be true.
I don't want it to be true.
But I'm going
to
tell you why, though.
Okay.
The main reason, okay, this type of stuff does happen to black people and gay people and black and gay people, right? Unfortunately, we are in a society where one bad apple ruins them all.
Right.
Okay. Now, Jussie was lying. It could be all them people. And I'm like, the last thing we need is real racist or real attacks that happen.
Because there really are people being lynched.
There really are people being hurt, harmed because of their color
sexual orientation. Right.
The last thing we need is this to be true. Mm-hmm. And Jussie is still double downing that he's the victim.
And that's where I have an even bigger problem. Because you know I always preach forgiveness. Yeah. Forgive everybody. But one thing that I'm probably even more steadfast about is accountability. Mm. I say that to my daughter all the time. I say, Kiara, I know you're going to make mistakes in life. I get that. And I'll handle them accordingly. Mm-hmm. Just don't be that person who cannot be accountable once you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
I would at least start to give him the benefit of the doubt and at least a little bit more of a not so harsh take. Mm. If he could at least say, you know what? I was in a dark place. I was bugging. I put these guys in a bad situation. I just kind of lost my way. I apologize. Now you're just insulting. He's through his lawyer said, Jesse is very upset that he's being painted this way and he's a victim. Bro, shut up.
And I just saw this morning on the news that the police are no longer considering him a victim in this.
He's not.
So I'm like, okay, now let me ask you this, mm-hmm. because this is the part that doesn't make sense to me at all, mm-hmm. and still doesn't.
Right.
Why would Jussie Smollett, who's been on a hit show for what, 4 or 5 years now, 4 years, mm-hmm. movies, famous family, sister, Jurnee Smollett, great actress, been in a lot of stuff. For what reason would Jussie have a reason to make this up?
Thing is,
and lie. Why?
It could be a number of reasons. It could be mental health and him just not being, mm-hmm. All the way together in his mind. And that's nothing to joke about or play with.
Nope.
It could be. There's rumors going around that he was afraid that he was going to get written off the show.
And Fox denied that.
Right.
And let me pause you there. Mm-hmm. If Fox was writing him off and they hadn't, they absolutely are going
to
be like,
they
what?
Have to. They're like, right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't. They could have been erasing his name.
They were never going to admit that. Exactly.
So they denied that. But again, if that were true, they couldn't be like, yeah, we actually were going to write him off.
Right, exactly.
Right, like
they're not.
So that could be true. Okay, I don't know.
Right,
I don't know why you would write him off, but I ain't watched the show.
There's different theories going around. Also, Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I say her name correctly.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, and she is
presidential candidate from the great state.
And they said that she was trying to get an anti-lynching bill approved, was getting met with some resistance. Jussie was at one of her parties, mm-hmm. and maybe in his mind. So I don't want to put that out there. I'm just saying that's theories. I didn't say that.
Conspiracy theories.
Those are conspiracy
Internet
theories.
Internet conspiracy theories.
So that's not anything that I know or ICT. Have any.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that he is no longer a victim in this particular situation. And the thing that I feel like is very dangerous about this is that I look at him that he is more dangerous than the monsters he created in his head. And those monsters, I mean, that would go and attack a young black gay man for his race and for his sex. Because if you really did all these things knowing it wasn't true, you put some people who probably looked up to you because you're the star of a show, there were extras on the show, you put them in harm's way to help them carry out this stupid plot. And then you went out in the world and you love to soak up this attention and sympathy from all these people. So I don't have a lot of sympathy or empathy for him at this point because it's like, bro, what you're doing is very, very dangerous. And I guarantee if the tables were flipped, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If the tables were flipped and this was a white person
doing this
for black people, would you have given them all those passes at the beat? No, I'm not saying giving them all the passes, but would you have stopped and let it go so many times before you were like, wait, this doesn't really make sense?
No.
I forgot what I just said. Wait, no. No, what I'm saying is if it was turned around, would you be looking at it the same way?
Absolutely not. You'd be livid.
Wait. So you would be livid if this was a white person doing this.
What?
And you're not livid at Jussie. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You do know what a double standard is.
Yes.
And that is one.
Oh yeah.
See, and that's why I think I get so
care.
Much. See, that's why
I go for everything black and get that, and I get otherwise.
That. But I think that's why
and
I
until
get,
Jussie said, "All right, y'all, I lied. I'm with you to the end."
So if this was a white person Jussie. Saying this about black people, would you still at this juncture of the investigation, you'd still be like, "I need to see more."
Mm-mm.
Come, that's a double standard, Kevin.
I admitted that.
But that's a double standard.
Well, I know.
Okay.
Accept that.
And I think that's why I get so much flack because I'm like, I just want to call it fair across the board every time.
No.
I can take color out of it.
I can take color out of it.
If you're doing something lame, I'm like, you just did something lame.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I ain't taking color out of nothing. Okay.
Minorities.
Listen what I'm saying.
Minority report.
No. What I'm saying is this. If you tell me a story.
Yeah.
And the story don't make sense. It don't matter to me if you're black, white, whatever. Your story doesn't make sense.
This ain't no Michael Jackson song. It does matter if you're black or white.
Okay. So that's what
I'm going to be honest. Okay. If you are black, giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
For as long as.
And I feel like I gave him the benefit of the doubt by
you
not.
You didn't. You thought it was black.
But I didn't say anything.
You said it to me. You texted me.
Because you're my best friend. I tell you a lot of things I wouldn't say in front of this camera.
True.
Okay. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I was hoping I was wrong.
I'm still hoping I'm wrong.
I was hoping I was like, I don't want to be jumping the gun on this guy, but his story don't make sense. And the more he talks about it, the worse it looks. Because you ever notice how people start talking when they have been caught in a lie? You ever know? That's why I don't lie. Because once you tell one lie, then you're just trying to keep it up and do all the extras. And I was just looking at him like, no, none of this is connecting. They should probably get the cameras out of his face.
Well, apparently the cameras. So I've been reading a lot about this. Apparently, if you believe the naysayers or the doughboys of the world.
What?
Because you're a naysayer. Are you not a naysayer?
In this particular situation, I would like to think I'm a realist.
A realist could be a naysayer.
Okay. Realist.
You don't believe his version of the truth.
I do not believe him, okay? No.
So if you don't believe his version of the truth, the people who are on your side are saying they did... I'm sorry for laughing. They said he did a rehearsal at this place.
He did a rehearsal for the staged beating?
They found the camera spot and they said, let's do it right here. When it happened, the camera was turned around, so they didn't get no footage. Okay? I forgot to mention one thing. The second thing that...
So he's just an idiot. He's not good at this.
No. Well, here's the thing, though. If this is true, which I still don't believe...
Kevin, it's true.
I do not care what you
Kevin,
say.
Kevin,
I am blind Kevin, to the truth.
Kevin, are you saying to me...
what I want.
I'm saying, are you saying to me that these two... are you saying that these two young men from that work with him on Empire said, you know what? Let's just go out on a limb, make up a lie about somebody that is not doing anything wrong, make up this elaborate scheme, and let's just throw our careers away.
It could happen. Either of those make no sense.
Kevin, this is very... like.
Has that never happened in
Kevin,
the world?
Kevin, you've got to start calling stuff across the board.
I do not.
Why not?
I don't want to. Okay, now here's one thing I want to say.
What?
Okay, I want to get the heat off of me. I'm getting hot. So... people who... there was this whole argument on the internet about skepticism, right?
I can't open this.
You're not strong. I really want to open it.
You can't open it.
I can't. We didn't have dads in our lives. We both had our fathers.
You can't open it?
Hold on, cuz. I got it.
It's the way that you grabbed it like I was a weakly.
We need the
people. Now we gotta open it.
We can't need just, the people in the video.
We can't keep going.
Oh!
First try.
Here we go.
Now in post, speed that up so it looked like I did it fast. Because it was on off.
It was.
You tightened it wrong.
Got it.
There was this whole argument about skepticism.
Right.
So some of our people on the internet, friends, like Tony, for example.
Right.
Tony jumped in. This is wrong, right? Whatever. There's a lot of people who did that. Right. I didn't post anything, and I don't really know why. I was asking myself.
Because you knew in your heart he was not telling the truth.
That's not it. I don't think that's it. I only post stuff that I was like, dang, this sucks. But by the time I found it, everybody posted it, and I just, like, even when celebrities die, I only post the ones that, like...
have a personal connection.
Yeah, like, I don't just be like, oh...
Right.
Whoever. I don't want to, you know, belittle someone's death. But I don't just post everything everybody's posting.
I got you.
Right? So I saw it and I was like, dang, that sucks. That's crazy. And I was just thinking about it for a while, but I never got around to posting it. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of people. And here's what I want to say about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. More than one thing can be true. Okay. You can be compassionate and believe victims when they say XYZ happened to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you could jump in 2 feet first. I'm with it. This is wrong. Call a spade or whatever. Then if it turns out that victim is lying and that's proven to be lying, you can be like, okay, well, that was wrong. Because now on the internet, people were like, there was this whole argument about this is what's wrong with y'all. Y'all jump in without having all of the facts and y'all be wrong, you know? And like, it was like belittling compassion.
Right. Like, I don't want to do that.
Why can't I jump in and say, you know, okay.
And why can't I believe somebody right off the bat?
Why can't I believe somebody?
Right.
And if they turn out to be a liar.
Then we address it then.
Then I'll address it then, right? But I don't want to be going at, and this is outside of black or white or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to just be approaching everything with, well, like, we need more information. We need more information. Because, you know, that same thing always happens. You know, when black people are killed by the police, it's always like, well, let's wait for all the facts. No. You know what I mean? I'm going to jump in both feet. Whoever was wrong was wrong. Right? So I think, if he's lying, you could be completely right in your compassion for him when you have the facts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it turns out the truth is not the truth as presented, you can be like, that's also wrong. It doesn't have to be either or. And there's another thing that people were saying that I was like, that's not true. So there's this argument on Twitter. A lot of this was on Twitter. There was a guy basically saying what you're saying, but not being rude.
Yeah, I'm not being rude.
No, you're not. That's what I'm saying. Right. He was just like, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
And he wasn't even saying, I didn't believe it from the beginning. He was just saying, like, this doesn't make sense. So this girl was like, black men, y'all are homophobic if you don't believe Jussie, still. No. Like, listen.
Still?
Yes.
After all this stuff has come out?
Yes.
Okay, that's
Here's the thing about homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
You can disagree with something and not hate that.
Right.
Nothing about what you're saying is you don't believe Jussie because he's gay.
No, not at all.
Okay, like,
I didn't believe him because it was a bad story.
Right, but that doesn't make you homophobic. But especially on Twitter, like, if you have anything negative about anything, you were always on the other side of it.
Right.
You hate women. You hate gays.
And that's
you
unfair.
Hate black people. No, I think it's okay to have as much compassion as you want or as much healthy skepticism as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and you can, it's an open forum. You can speak how you want and you can, here's the thing, bro. You are allowed to change your mind.
Absolutely. That's what the world is based on. You have to be able to change your mind.
And because we're on social media, our thought to post speed, especially on Twitter, is so high. We are literally tweeting our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have, with your thoughts, you have the emotion and anger of the information you have at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're presented with more information, you turn out that, okay, this doesn't make sense. I'm going to give you a perfect example. We're doing Ask a Policeman 2 days ago, white dude, a friend of mine, right? So he's spouting this. We're talking about Kaepernick,
right?
This is like a day after he won the settlement.
Got it.
Right? We ask him, does he agree or disagree with his protest? And he hits us with the, well, you know, you know what people be saying. You're okay if you want to protest, but, you know, just not then. Not during the anthem. You could do it some other time. This is not the right place, right?
Right.
So I hit him with this, okay? Little did you know that the players used to not have to stand.
Go out. They didn't even have to come out the locker room.
Didn't have to come out for the locker room. Mm-hmm. And not until the NFL started paying them, paying the leagues to force the players to come out because
they got money from the military.
They got money from the Department of Defense because the patriotic display, the anthem, the flag, the flyovers was all to boost recruitment. For the military.
Right.
Right. So it's a business decision.
It's all dollars and cents.
So all dollars and cents for the NFL. They don't care. And the breast cancer awareness people, they got to pay them too.
Right.
So the league is like, yeah, we'll talk about the army, but you're going to send that bag. It was like $21 million or something like that. It was
crazy. And then that's when they started making them.
And that's when they started coming out. So Colin Kaepernick is like, well, if you force me to come out, this is how I'm going to protest. And it was a veteran who told him, don't sit.
Kneel as a sign of respect.
As a sign of respect. So the police officer was like, well, I didn't know that. And that changes my perspective on the subject because now I understand that.
You can hear all sides of it.
Right. And that's why the NFL was like, NFL was that Homer meme. Like, I don't really want to say nothing, but we need that NFL.
Right.
We need that Department of Defense money. So now presented with new information, he's allowed to say, okay, well, now let me reevaluate my thoughts.
Because now I didn't have all that information before.
Right.
Right.
Right. And also I had to tell him, like, I mean, I try to be respectful on that show and not like go at people.
Right.
But I'm like, if you are asking somebody to protest another way, what you're really saying is, I don't want to see it.
Right.
Do it in a way where I don't have to see it. Like when they were doing sit-ins, we don't mind you being upset about segregation, but just don't sit in my restaurant when I'm hungry. Protest another way usually means I don't want to see it.
Don't inconvenience me in any way.
Exactly. Which would defeat the whole purpose of the protest now, wouldn't it?
Right.
Right? So I said all that to say, presented with new information, you are allowed to change your feelings. So you could both believe Jussie at the beginning.
Right.
And then find out some holes in his story and then not believe him and not be homophobic or black bashing or hate yourself or hate gays or whatever. And you could be, you could, more than one thing could be true at the same time.
Absolutely. And I, and see, and that's why I took the approach that I took. Like, my approach was, okay, this, none of this makes sense to me, but I understand the platform that I have. I understand the audience. And I was just like, it's best for me to just keep my mouth shut because I don't ever want to, you know, victim shame. I don't ever want to make anybody feel a certain type of way. But this is my biggest thing that I started to increasingly have more and more of a problem with. And this is another part that I can show you, like, just on how I grew up and how I look at things. When you do something, we're living in very dangerous times. And what I mean by we're living in dangerous times, we're living at, in times where you see police officers kill black men and don't face any repercussions or lose their job. It's racial tensions. Like, we, like, I feel like we made this podcast to be a lighthearted thing and we have to talk about race relations single day.
Can we just have a light topic?
Exactly. And we never can,
is
right?
Is there anything fun that's not like...
Because we can't make jokes about this.
No.
You know, maybe here and there, but we really can't.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. So it's like we're in such dangerous times and I come from an
environment... Perilous time.
Really. And so what does perilous mean? Serious times.
It's
okay, cool.
It's an exaggerated version of dangerous.
So this is the really inherent problem that I have with what he did or what he allegedly did or what it looks like he did. You put a mark on some people and said it was some people in a MAGA hat. You know what I'm saying? I come from an environment. I grew up around gang members. So whenever something would happen to somebody in the neighborhood, they'd be like, let's go out and get one of the guys. And it don't matter which one. Just get one with a blue hat.
Liam Neeson.
Let's go get anybody who looks like that. So when that, you got to understand with the way the world is right now, the way that people are on such edge, when people hear that, people be wanting revenge. You got black people in situations where we always feel stepped on. We always feel like our voices isn't being heard. And when they hear something like this, they're like, oh, somebody just did this to who? We ride and let's go. So now you are creating an even worse situation from what's ever there. And we don't even know what your intentions are. We don't even know why you did that. You just did it for whatever stupid reason that you had to do it. And it's too dangerous to do that. Now, some people could really get hurt.
I agree. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Upset and hot.
Because it's just, it's serious.
You're hot.
Okay.
I'm upset.
It's serious, brother.
Your heartbeat racing.
Right.
You don't do no cardio. Your body's confused.
Because it's,
right
bro,
now.
It's for real out here.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Mr. Angry, what happens if fourth quarter, Jussie down 28-3? He's the Patriots right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if it turns out Jussie's the Patriots? He scored a touchdown, pick six. He ends up winning the game. How you going
to
feel?
I'll come on here and straight to camera, apologize my face off. I'm
Would
wrong. Because you know why?
Okay. Oh.
You know why?
Let's take it
you
down.
You know why? You know
I
why?
Will sock you.
You know why?
On the hood.
You know why I would do that?
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm
it
in
could be whatever.
It could be one way or it could be another way.
I watched The Wire, bro. Don't trip.
So I would, if it came out that this was just... just a circumstance of events that are just very wild and out the air.
Series of unfortunate
events. And we were wrong. I could sit here, look straight to camera and say, you know what? I opened my fat, stupid mouth again and said something dumb and I'm wrong. But you know why I can do that? Because I'm an accountable person.
Somebody on Periscope said, nobody will give Jussie a shout out. Shout out, Jussie.
So
okay,
that's the
you're
thing.
An accountable person.
I'm an accountable person. So if I'm wrong, I can own that. And I haven't said anything for 2-3 weeks now because I've been sitting on my hands like, So with what he is doing and the implications that just go further than him, you weren't even thinking about these two guys. Their lives probably ruined now. They still went along with it.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to work. These guys are from Nigeria. I don't know what their immigration status is. I don't know what it is. But these guys that's not just no joke. You can't just do stuff.
Well, apparently they're released without charges.
You know who needs to be charged? Jussie.
Jussie?
Lock Jussie up.
Why Jussie?
Because that's a crime, Kevin.
He can't get a slap on the
wrist. No. Seriously. The reason why I look at it like that, because I want it to all be a playing field. It needs to be a level playing field.
I am,
man.
Why you cannot calm down?
Okay, you're right.
Take a deep breath. Take a sip of your cough.
Okay, you say something to them, man.
Take a sip of your cough.
Because it's just, there's no,
I
it's, bro, it's, all of this stuff is just making this harder.
I agree.
For all of us.
Yes.
Like, why? And then you got people coming to your defense. And then
so apparently it could be, if this is not true, it's a felony. He could be serving 1 to 3.
Give him 4.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. Black people don't go to jail.
Wait, weren't you the same person that said, okay, when we were talking about accountability, didn't you say when people, hold on. So when a white woman says a tweet on her vacation that has racial epitones and loses her job, you like, oh, well, that she shouldn't have been doing. So if this man orchestrated a fake assault in the public eye, you don't feel like he said, Let me cut.
We need to go to break. We go through so much.
Do we really cut?
No. What? That doesn't turn the camera
off. I didn't know
off.
What it did. It's just. I thought you hooked something up to that.
It's just a piece of wood.
I didn't know.
You thought this controlled the camera.
I mean, I didn't know.
Do you know what this is for?
I do know, but.
What is it for?
The slate.
I know what the name of it. What is it for? What is the purpose of this?
To start a scene and to end a scene.
Okay, but what does it do? Why do we slate?
I don't know.
You just was saying something. You don't know for real?
No.
Okay, this is what the slate does. Okay? It's quiet. That's what they say, quiet for slate. When you're editing and you slate, there's a big bumping sound.
Oh, then you can just
so
go
you can
right
match
to
the
it.
Audio to the video. So that's why this won't turn the camera off, because it's just making a sound for Josh to look where he can line it up.
Hey, turn the camera back on.
How have you been on sets for that long?
I never ran a camera, Kevin.
But you...
How did I not know that? How did you not know Jesse was lying? Jesse...
I don't know that Jesse is a lot.
Listen, so back to the point of what
I've been acting for 20 years. You're just like, I accept this knowledge. I don't question it at all. But when it comes to Jesse, you owe Sherlock Holmes. Well, he couldn't have been at the coordinates at 2:30. Whoever goes to the subway and the man with the mega hats. And why would they go him this way and that way? I don't believe nothing. But you just sat here and been on set for 18 years and was like, I have no idea what this set does. And you pointed at me for being double standard. You ain't questioned none of this.
Well,
but when
always,
a black man.
You're deflecting.
No,
you're always
when
deflecting.
When a black man comes out in the world, you automatically think he's a liar.
You're
race hater.
You
hate America.
You're deflecting.
You hate Justin. Fox Empire. You don't like Taraji P. Henson.
I love Taraji.
You want her to
fail. Don't you ever say that.
You just like cookies.
And that's
her character on
I
Empire.
I met Regina Hall the other day. She touched my hand. I just wanted to let you know that. She's a beautiful woman.
I saw her on you. I was
beautiful.
Jealous of that.
Tell me that we didn't look like a great couple together.
We did not.
Why would you say that?
You did not.
We didn't look like a good couple?
No.
Why?
She's 50 years old. She looks 20.
Okay.
You're 40. You look 800. What are you going to add to Regina Hall's life?
A lot. I already slid in them DMs. I'm just waiting for the response.
What?
You want to see her? I got the receipts.
You better not.
Oh, you think it's a game?
You didn't.
You think I did it?
What did you say to Regina Hall?
You didn't see what
Why
I said
are you
to
wasting her time?
Nobody racing. Me and Regina Hall could be a whole thing.
That is impossible.
For me and Regina?
Yeah. Why would Regina Hall be like, you know what? Doughboy and North Hollywood is where I'm. You lie.
I ain't lying.
I'm a read y'all this. You shooting from outside of the gym with
yo,
this.
Yo, everybody got to have a dream.
You want to talk about shooting your shot.
I slid.
Let me read
you thought
you
I wasn't going to?
Man's DM with all the confidence in the world.
Absolutely. Tag Regina Hall.
All you were supposed to do was do dad jokes with her.
Okay, yeah.
This is what he does after it. It was so dope meeting you today. I'm a fan of your work. Was wondering if we could grab lunch sometime. Either way, have a great weekend. My name is Anthony, by the way. Prayer hands. Why these hands at the end of that?
Because it's a majestic moment.
What does this mean? We grab lunch. Praise the Lord. Why this emoji?
Okay.
Absolutely not even seen.
Bro.
She's not checking that.
Okay, but if she...
Did you really think Regina Hall was going to be like...
Absolutely. Hold on. Hold on.
You really thought...
Hold on.
No. I'm not talking about a random girl on Instagram or some actress you met. Regina Hall is legitimately famous.
Don't sit here and act like women that are out of my league I don't get.
Famous actresses? I'm not talking
about
beauty.
Put this on the picture.
No.
Throw that away.
Show that picture.
A picture of Regina Hall.
Of me and Regina Hall.
Do you think she took a picture with Pat and Richie Loco? Do you think...
All I need is an opportunity. All I need is one lunch.
You think Pat slid in Regina... I'm calling Pat.
I'm gonna call
Patrick right now. And
can you put the picture up there?
I hope he answers.
I want y'all to tag.
How dare you?
That's Regina.
The nerve. I'm going
to. Is the picture coming up?
The nerve of you.
I'm going to put a big blur right in front of
you. The nerve of you to bother Regina Hall. She's on a movie set somewhere. I hope he answers.
That's all good.
Oh, I hope he answers.
Let him answer.
You are utterly ridiculous.
No, I
I'm calling Richie Loco. Because see if Richie Loco got a picture with Regina Hall.
It don't matter.
Everybody got a picture with her.
Look, when she touched my hand, chills went through my body.
Oh my gosh. Richie Loco.
What, is it, bro?
What up? I got you on live right now. I just want to let you know. So don't say anything you don't mean. Can you hear this, Josh?
Play what?
I said, you're on live. I'm recording a podcast and the most ridiculous news just entered my ears and I need to share with you. I got Doughboy here.
What's up, Richie?
Richie. You know when y'all shot dad jokes with Sam Jackson and Regina Hall.
Right.
And y'all all got pictures with her and him. Do you know that Doughboy slid in Regina Hall's DMs? Richie.
I had to.
Why would this man slide in Regina Hall's DM and ask her to lunch for real, Rich?
Because she's Regina Hall.
But Cam, why does that surprise you, Cam?
I don't know why it surprises me, Richie Loco. This man is patently ridiculous.
That's Doughboy fashion. I'd be more surprised if he did slide in DM.
See? You see? He knows what it is. Thank you, Richie Loco.
Thank you, Richie. Yeah. Give my best to your wife and children.
All right, man. Hey, man.
You're supposed
to be safe, man. Bye. I want y'all to tag Regina Hall.
Don't you dare.
Tag Regina Hall and put couple goals.
Bother Regina Hall.
Yo.
With this nonsense.
Why would you think I don't have a shot with Regina Hall? Kev, you told me one time when I had a good haircut, you were like, no, man, you're a handsome cat.
You are handsome.
Okay. I'm handsome.
I think you're really handsome.
Okay, so
you got the light eyes. You got a personality. And you have had relationships with a lot of beautiful women.
So why couldn't I get Regina Hall? No, see, let me tell you why.
This is what you're saying. Okay. This is what you're saying.
Okay.
Kev, you played basketball in high school.
Yes.
On the junior varsity team four years in a row. Mm-hmm. Why can't you beat LeBron James one-on-one?
Okay. And you know why I'm going
to
tell
you? That is you.
No.
You think I could beat LeBron James? Would you be surprised if I said LeBron one-on-one?
You know how you're surprised?
Why?
Because you're looking at Regina Hall at who she is right now versus who I am right now. And I always look at it like who I'm going to be. I'm gonna
be
the
man. Did you slide her DMs in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you slide her DMs
no, because
today?
I know who I am.
Where would you take Regina Hall to dinner?
I would take her to Papa Do's.
Ain't no Papa Do's here. You flying to Houston to go to Papa Do's?
Mm-hmm.
And you know Papa Do's is expensive.
Hey, man, I've been working. I don't really have a job right now, but look, I could take her. We could go on a walk. We could go to Runyon Canyon.
If you, in your dreams, this is dumb.
No.
Why would Regina Hall want to go to Runyon Canyon and go to Papa Do's?
Just because you're saying that, I'm going to make sure that I talk to Regina Hall. And when I talk to her, she's going to make you eat your words.
Are you going to say to Regina Hall that's going to make me eat my words? What could you possibly say to Regina Hall that could make me eat my words?
Dog.
What could she say? You would have to marry her and have eight children.
That could happen. Are you really saying that? Okay, take all the extras out of it.
Because
you know how I get down. You know how I rock. Do you mean to tell me if I took Regina Hall to dinner and had one, and she really was open to listening to what I had to say, you telling me I couldn't secure
first
a second date?
First of all,
be honest.
That in itself is a stretch.
How is it a stretch? She got to eat 3 to 4 times a day anyway.
And why would she eat
with me?
Why?
Because I'm Doughboy.
What
I'm
does that matter?
Dude.
What does that matter?
I'm a good dude. I got a good job.
What?
I'm
What's
handsome.
Your good job?
Oh, y'all
have no job.
I got a vision and a dream. I'm going places.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
I'm going to be somebody.
I do.
And I would need somebody on her level to just, and I'm a writer. What is Regina Hall? An actress. We could be like Malik and what is their name? And, what's their name? They're on BET. They made the game.
Did you talk about the real characters?
No,
or
the people that created the show.
I don't know.
There's,
I don't know who created
There are a couple that created the game. They created Being Mary Jane.
I don't know.
They're a couple.
I don't know.
That could be me and Regina. New nickname alert, Dojina Hall. Come on, man. Come on, man.
If I had your confidence now, I have your...
You thought I wouldn't shoot me shot? Bow. There's an answer to your question. Bow. Absolutely. So if Regina is out there, you are appreciated. Shout out to Regina Hall. And if you ever see this, please do me the biggest favor. Help me prove this scallywag.
For real.
I believe
for
it.
For real, though.
I've liked her since.
I know you got the bravado and you a real one capping. And you from Sacramento.
Let me be 100 with you.
And you ain't accidental.
When I met her and she touched my hand, I felt something in my back. I felt it like, she has good energy. Let me tell you why.
Let
me give you a little.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Then I'm going to let you tell me why.
Okay.
Do you think she felt something? Or was she just being nice?
No. Let me tell you.
I think she was. No.
I think she did feel something.
No. You making me out to be the bad guy. I don't believe you. In Las Vegas, waitress is nice. Doughboy shoots his shot with a girl in his face who is not Regina Hall. Okay? When I tell you, curved.
Exactly.
All she want to do is bring you your order. Let me take you out sometime. We could probably eat here if you like this food. Nah, I don't like men or women. I don't like no one. I don't like pets. I don't date. I'm not here. I don't like anything.
I'm not here.
I'm not sexually attracted to any species on earth. I am a non-sexual. Right. So I watched you get curved.
See, and I'm okay with that.
You know why?
You know why, Kevin? You know why? I can do that with such confidence? Because you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Oh, my gosh.
Ye feel me.
No.
I absolutely. Okay, so we're going to leave the names out of this. We'll leave the names out of this as we always do.
I know what you're going to say.
There have been women that were strongly out of my league. And when I told you initially, I said, hey, I'm gonna shoot the shot at such and such. You was like, Doe, come on, get out of here. What happened 3 weeks later? You was like, wow, Doe. You did that.
Regina Hall, Doughboy.
We're talking about Regina.
No. We're talking about Doughboy. You looking at this the wrong way, baby.
You're looking at the only way.
No, you're looking at this the wrong way. I'm Doughboy.
She hasn't even accepted your message.
Exactly. Because I'm not her friend on Insta yet. I should have asked her.
You already met her.
I'm putting it in the universe now. We will go on a date before the end of the year. I'm putting it in the universe.
I will give you $1,000.
I want my money.
I want my money. If you
I don't want to hear Doughboy. We was just on the show. It was a joke.
If you I will use this and footage. Regina Hall alone.
I will take Regina Hall
sit
out.
Sit down at anything and both of you put food in your mouth and take a sip of water.
Yes.
I will give you $1,000 on the spot.
It's gonna happen.
How?
Because I am who I am. I'm a good dude.
How shall you contact her seeing as how the DM is unseen? What's your next angle? Because I'm curious.
Okay.
She's
gonna be promoting a movie.
So you're going to stalk her.
I'm not going to stalk her, but if I just happen to show up, hey, from that, how you doing?
What are you doing here?
So you're going to shoot the same DM in real life?
Man, I'm telling you, this is all jokes aside. When she touched my hand, I heard the Temptations. I don't know what song it was, but I heard something, man. And I was just like, she's a good one. And people was picking on me during the show. She laughed at all my jokes.
You're funny. Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
Yes, you're funny.
Okay, stop. What does 90% of women say that they want in a man? A man that can make me laugh. Okay, so I'm one for one. Go ahead. I'm funny.
Your logic.
No, but look, okay, how about this? You just sat here and laughed. All type of funny. That's how your laugh is. Okay. Because I thought that I can get Regina, okay? Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell me why I can't?
One.
Tell me one reason.
She is Regina Hall.
Okay.
The reason I don't think you can get at her is because you have no way to contact her. You don't have her phone number. Your DM is currently unread. You won't get her number. You're going to email her. How will you get in contact with Regina Hall? That's the first thing.
Okay.
You don't be... When's the last time you seen Regina Hall before that day?
I never seen her in person.
When's the next time you going to see her?
Sooner than later, I suppose.
Never!
I'd like to.
Never!
It can't
I would be surprised if you even had another conversation with her. Because she's Regina Hall. She is acting. She is traveling.
Okay, so let's just get past the if I could get into it.
Well, okay. No, you can't get past that.
You know how they do it in Hollywood now, Kevin? I would have my people reach out to her publicist.
You don't have no people.
Okay, I can have Josh do it.
What?
Josh, I got $25 with your name on it. Can you get out to her publicist?
What is Josh going
to
do that's going to let you
You can hit up her publicist and say, hey, I got a guy, Doughboy. He's on the rise. He would love to take your client out to steak and sushi.
Let me tell you something. You can say that. Let me tell you something.
I don't care if steak and sushi don't match.
Surf and turf. I reached out to a publicist.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, I get curbed on a professional level too.
Okay.
I reached out to all type of people for Asuka. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to be on this show, Bret the Hitman Hart?
It was like, Asuka somebody else.
No response. Okay. I get curbed left and right. This is Kevin saying, who on what? No, shut up. Okay? Hit Tommy the Hitman Hearns. Remember him?
Yeah.
Guy who beat up Martin in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tommy, you want to be on the show? Sure, Kev. How much, Tommy? $15,000? You should have said no. Because obviously, what you think I have and what I have is so far. I appreciate you, Tommy, because you hit me back. Sugar Ray Leonard.
That's what you did there.
Want to be on the show? Publicist. No, bye. Get out of our email. Okay. Right. No problem. This was for work.
Right.
Okay.
But see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Nothing we say to him is registering jobs.
No, because what y'all saying don't make sense. Like, this is the thing. All women want at the end of the day is a good man. I'm a good man.
Okay. Am I not a good man? Let's do this. How much time do we have before we have to break?
6 minutes.
Okay. 6 minutes. I'm Regina Hall. We're on our first date.
You're really uglier than her.
Then you have bigger boobs than her. Because you said you're going to get her to the second date.
Okay.
You said, I have bigger boobs than her.
You have bigger boobs
than her. That didn't register immediately, but when it did, it hurt. It
got through the gloves.
Okay. You punched me in the back of my head from the front.
Okay.
You said you're getting to a second date with Regina Hall because you're a good man.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Regina Hall, million-dollar actress, producer, creative, 50-year-old, beautiful black woman. Okay. You want to take me on a second date.
Right.
God himself has moved heaven and earth to let this first date happen by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Cristo, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself whispered in Regina Hall's ears and said, look, I know. I know, girl. Trust me. He really needs this.
Okay.
Do my boy a solid.
And just hear him out.
He's a good dude and hear him out. Okay. If you don't like him, you don't rock with him. No second date. Guaranteed access to heaven on your boy.
Okay.
JC, I know the big one.
JC's.
That's my pops. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Pick up your phone. Pepperoni Pizza just text you back. Say, what you doing, big
guy? I'll see this here's Pat. It ain't Pat.
Okay.
Our first dinner. You need to prove to me, Regina Hall, that you're a good man. Let's role play this. Okay. Hey, Doughboy, Regina Hall. Hey. What's good? I ain't dapping you up with the softy because I don't trust you.
Right.
I'm a little bit taken back because I'm just doing this for Jesus. But hey, how are you? Nice pleasure that we're here at Papa Do's.
Right.
Obviously, you only have $100 to spend, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Regina, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you been, Regina?
Fantastic. Oh, so busy, you know, with movies and TV shows and being beautiful.
Right.
And like 50 years old, but I only look like 25. But, you know, I touch people's hands. They totally freak out, take it too far. They slide in my DMs. I ignore them, show them to my friends. We laugh. Didn't happen to you.
Right.
But you know, things happen. But anyway, I'm great. Okay. Doughboy. Oh, so what is that how you usually approach life with a nickname?
Well, you know, my mom calls me Tony.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? So I'm going to call you Tony.
Yeah, so I just wanted to just first off congratulate you.
On what?
The best decision that you've ever made in your life.
What's that?
Letting me take you out. Like, I know you can't see it now. And I know sometimes you could just, you know, sometimes in life we can only see what's directly in front of us.
Yes.
But much like you, I've been inspired by your career. I've been a fan of yours since way back in the day when you did Scary Movie.
Name me five of my projects. That
Scary
you
Movie, Malibu's Most Wanted. I can go on and on.
I don't want
to get in the weeds.
I ain't really been
Shaft.
The movie
that's coming out that I just met you.
But you've been,
I've been a fan.
I've
been a fan.
No. You love me. You're inspired by me.
I am.
And I've been down. So take Shaft off the table because that's how you know me. Okay. Give me three more of my projects that you love.
Okay. Look, I ain't going to hold you because that's what most men will do.
Don't tell me you don't know five.
No. Let me tell you why. I'm not going to sit here and front you. That's what most men do. Most men sit here and try to front. A lot of men put on a mask. I'd rather come up straight to your face, tell you exactly who I am. My name is Tony. I'm from Sacramento. I got a little girl. Her name is Kiara. She's 13
kids?
Years old. I have one. I do.
Kids?
I do. Absolutely. But you want to know why? You want to know
kids?
Why?
Kids?
You want to know why me and you would make
he
sense?
He smooth went past the fact that he don't know five of my projects, but I'm going to let it go. Because he was direct with the lies.
No. But see, that's the thing.
Strong.
Because see, I don't ever want us to lose trust. Now, see, if I sit here and just try to impress
you didn't see the hate you give?
I have not seen the hate you give. Oh, man, but that has nothing to do with your performance.
You don't see my show on Showtime?
I haven't seen your show on Showtime. But you know what? Much like I want to get to know you, I want to get to know your work more moving forward. And I just want to just leave you with this.
Leave me with this.
You need a man that's going to be good to you. That's going to treat you right. You need a man that's going to be able to make you laugh.
Okay.
You're going to need a man. So, you know, I'm all about treating a woman right. I've struck out many times. I've been wrong. I've been on the wrong side of things, but I've grown up and I'm matured into a 39-year-old man
that 39?
Knows what it is. I'm not here to waste your time.
Are these real chains?
They're not. I got them from a kiosk in the mall. What? You know why? Because I grew up listening to rap music. I just be wanting to impress my friends, but I wouldn't spend that type of money on this because I'm trying to put a little girl in college in a couple years. So I just wouldn't be remiss to spend my money like that.
Oh, remiss.
Now I know that you could have any man that you want. Mm-hmm. Any man in the world. So let me just quantify this for you.
Quantify.
You can have any man in this world that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
You're the only woman in this world that I want.
Boy.
I don't want to date
that
you.
Work?
I don't want to date you. I want to court you. I wouldn't be sitting here wasting your time if I wasn't trying to walk down an aisle one of these days. I mean,
you tell us if that gets Doughboy to the second date with Regina Hall.
You don't think it would?
If I had your confidence.
But see, listen, let me quantify this for you.
With a oxygen mask made from scuba diving gear.
And let me quantify something to you.
Okay. You never now, used the word quantify until you were on a fake date with Regina Hall, by the way. And
so,
how did we go from Jesse?
Because we needed to lighten it up.
It was tough. It was tough.
So listen to this. The same way that you laughed just now. That's just the craziest thing I've heard. Do you know that I got that same amount of laughter from family and friends when I was 30 years old and said, I'm moving to Los Angeles. I'm going to be on Wildin' Out. No. Listen to this. They were like, you're too old. You can't do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, well, I did make it to Wildin' Out, and I did 4 seasons. I said to those same people, I got a vision. I want to work with Russell Simmons. I've always looked up to him. It's going to happen. You ain't going to be able to win. Actually, he's one of my best friends now. I gave me $15,000 when I lost 200 pounds. Ooh. I've said things before that might have sounded crazy, and they always end up coming to fruition.
I will gladly.
I want my G. No, I want you to know I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to, it won't be like when we bet on some push-ups and, you ain't got to give me no, I want my $1,000.
I will take $1,000 out of my children's college fund, even though I have it in savings.
Okay.
And hand it to you.
I'm going to give you one even better. Once me and Regina get up and rolling, we're going to double date with you and Melissa. There we go. I think we've talked enough today. So, is the culture canceling Jesse?
Jesse.
I think he's absolutely canceled and he should get some jail time.
I reserve the right to make my final decision until it is clear. Because he's sticking to his guns and the police are sticking to their guns. And I reserve my right to judgment until the final moment.
But see, this is the thing that he also might want to think about.
Hmm.
They're not charging you now. They're not charging the other guys that did this. You know what that's saying to me?
Hmm.
We caught your hand in the cookie jar. Just say that we caught you and we can let this go. Because what you don't understand is hundreds upon hundreds of police hours, FBI hours, have been logged into following this case.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been pulled over. Yeah. This isn't a joke.
No.
So maybe, just maybe, the common sense pill needs to kick in. You know what? I'm up against it now. Maybe I should just kind of cut my losses. Before they be like, you know what, you want to keep playing?
Okay.
Put him in some bracelets. I don't want to see nobody go to jail.
I don't want him to stop. I would rather us just forget about this.
That's the thing. You got to call people out when they do stuff like this so we can set examples. For people black or white, you can't just be out here lying.
You can.
No, Kevin. This has been another episode.
Listen, before we
of
let
Righteous
you go,
and Ratchet.
This is a bonus episode.
Yes.
This is the last free bonus episode.
This is it.
Okay, what we want to do is build this podcast up with y'all support. So you always want to get it on Wednesday. It ain't going to hold you no matter what. Mm-hmm. But if you want a little more righteous, a little more ratchet, visit our Patreon at righteousandratchet.com. And if you give $5 or more a month, you'll get access to double everything. The Righteous and Ratchet a week. Two episodes a week, up to 8 a month. Might get more.
Yeah, got you.
And this ain't going to be for everybody. And we ain't going to hold you. If you ain't got it, that's fine.
You still get your once a week fix for free.
And if you don't like Patreon and you want to do it straight up, you say, hey, let me pay the 60 for the year. And you do that, you can email Doughboy.
I am DoughboyTV at Gmail. IamDoughboy.
And Doughboy will personally email you the bonus episodes because you want that more righteous than that more ratchet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the bonus episode is going to be better than the.
This was regular. A great time.
I don't know what we're going to do for tomorrow's recording.
Yeah, we're going to have fun every time. No, I love you and I respect your views, even though I feel like maybe they should have a little tweaking, but I respect them.
And I respect yours.
But do you respect my ambition to get Regina Hall?
Absolutely not.
I can't wait. And when we do go on a double day, we're going to film that. I just want to see the look on your face.
Now Regina Hall wants to be filmed. She loves you so much. She's like, let's film our double date.
I'm going to tell you this.
With two other people I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this. And this is where we can leave it.
Okay.
This is the reason why I feel so strongly about Regina Hall.
Hold on. Before you leave me with this. Uh-huh. Before you met her, did you have any thoughts, any feelings, anything? Or was it just a tan touch connection?
No. I always thought she was gorgeous.
No, I get that.
So I always was just like.
No, I get that.
But I never was like, oh, I wonder if me and Regina Hall. Like, no, it was, you know.
Okay.
She's a movie star. Now, like, she's so far away. But.
So far gone.
This is what I felt. When she shook my hand, I literally felt a tingling sensation in my back. And it wasn't nothing like, you know, some crazy sexual attraction. It was like, I felt energy. But then even after that, this is what gave me the thought to think that she could be mine one day. The way she looked at me. I can always tell the way a woman looks at me.
How does she look at you?
She just looked at me like.
First of all, that was a very specific look.
I'm telling you.
And that.
Like, and that's all it was.
That made you be like.
I think that there could be.
Why can't we be friends?
And then when I seen that picture, let's make sure we add the picture of me and Regina in post if we can.
Go to Doughboy's Instagram. We're not putting much on Josh. This has to go up tonight. I mean, you're asking him to edit. He's got a whole thing, man. He's got to get back home to the Rio.
Okay, I got you. So this has been a great conversation. Thank you all of the righteous out there. We love you all. And
hold on, I want to just go to Melissa. And I'm going to go in my room and be like, hey.
Go give it a look.
Just see what I'm gonna
see. Because trust me, I've gotten a million of looks that when women don't mess you, they get you with the. I've gotten that a lot.
Did that look tell you, hey man, maybe we could be something?
No, I thought that if I could have been around her for a little bit longer, that I could have struck up a conversation. This is why I respected her a lot more too. Before they brought her in, they were like, hey, you know, we got to kind of speed this up. Regina has a pinched nerve. So I thought she would kind of be short with everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt
she was the super nicest, nice, most lovable,
soft hands,
beautiful soul,
smelled great
ever, and she's funny
and she's beautiful. Could you imagine, like, we would have the funniest kids. I'm just saying, like, our kids. Okay, here's the line. I've once again crossed it. Okay, it went from cute and adorable to weird in one statement. I get it. I have been Doughboy. This is just really, you don't think I can get Regina, do you? My life's mission is clear now.
Before we let you go, okay, now here's I know we got to close.
What?
If you can get Regina Hall, who is out of your league?
Nobody. Nobody's out of my league. See, I said that on one of my green light specials. We got to stop saying things like that. When you say somebody's out of your league, that's like almost shutting yourself down. I know I'm a good man.
Beyonce. Divorces Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You believe.
Absolutely.
Give it.
And I'm not even trying to be funny. You know why?
Has she done that?
No,
to
I
you?
Haven't got that look from her. Of course not. But I'm saying, like, if she ever
Beyonce, Giselle Knowles.
Absolutely. Why not? That's the thing that you have to understand. At the end of the day.
Why?
Because.
Billionaire, Doughboy.
I'm going to be a billionaire, Josh. Like, I just don't have it yet. I'm just driving Uber now. See, that's the thing. You're just looking at me for who I am. I'd look at me for who I'm going to be. I'm going to have abs one day, Kev.
I know. You've been telling me.
All right.
You've been. No, but.
Yeah, all right. No. I was also 480. Okay.
Okay, but yeah, now, right. Now how many times you were supposed to end the year with abs?
All right. I ain't did it yet. Yeah, all right.
So you got to admit, I have some reason to be skeptical.
But at the same time, you know I'm a good dude.
Beyonce?
Why not? Hold on. I'm glad you said that. Who is Beyonce's husband now? Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
Now, take away all the things that Jay-Z has accomplished.
No, because that's why he got her.
Now you're making my point for me. I'm going to be that dude eventually. I just need her to that's the thing. Regina is such a dope woman.
You didn't say you could get Beyonce in the future. In our hypothetical situation.
Right now, if she was divorced right now.
Right now. You're at the Rock Nation brunch.
Right.
Eating everything.
You know why I feel like that?
Eating everything.
You know why I feel like that?
In between French toast.
You know that.
French toast and hot links.
Yes.
That you brought yourself because they don't serve hot links at Rock Nation brunch.
Yes.
You pull up on Beyonce.
Right.
And you are taking her.
Yes. You know why?
I know you from somewhere.
You know why?
Did you used to be in a group?
You know why I feel that way? Because in my mind, when I see people that are famous and like they're these huge stars, I always remember one thing. They were us before they were them. We're just regular people trying to figure it out. That's it. So I know that if Regina Hall wants a good man, check. I already know I'm that. If she wants a successful man, check. I know I'll be that. So I can be, but I know Regina is so dope. She would date me if I was a carpenter. I just feel that Regina would. Regina's that kind of a woman. Shout out to Regina Hall. Oh my God. And that's how we go end the episode. Sky's the limit, man. You got to know how to think, man.
I
just quit my job. Didn't know what was going to happen. That's how I jump. How did I learn how to swim, Kev? I jump in the pool, bro.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim. I don't just put my feet in the water.
Floating, but
I jump in the pool.
He's buoyant. Have you seen him? Have you seen him float? Dude is above water straight.
You feel me?
Okay, it's a lot easier to swim when you just got to do this because you're already floating. But still,
I just want to see the look on your face when we go out. Now
it's gonna be this.
You already know. He did what he said. Thank y'all for tuning in to another installment. We love you all the righteous out there. See y'all next week.
By the way, Doughboy's shirt is for sale, righteousandratchet.com. If that's your testimony.
I love Jesus a lot, but I cuss a whittle.
And I believe I can get Regina Hall shirts coming soon.
You know what? Don't make me mess around and put that picture of me and her on the shirt.
Don't do that. You can get a Regina.
Please don't. Do you think that'll help?
All I need her to do is to know that I like her. I'll do the rest. One date, Regina. Just one. That's all I need.
Shout out to Quantrell. Shout out to Justin. Shout out to Regina Justin. Hall. The love of Doughboy's life.
Regina Hall.
God bless you.
There we go. We out of here. Please. You believe that I can't get Regina?
I really
don't. You just saying that for the cameras, or you really believe that? It's just me and you talking now.
No, it's not.
Josh,
you really don't
Doughboy,
believe that.
As your best friend in the world.
Kevin, you really don't believe it because you know who I got before. She was very much out of my league.
She wasn't Regina Hall out of your league. How was she out of your league if she working with... Don't cut it. Don't cut it. I ain't gonna spill who it was. Right. She working in our area.
Right.
She ain't on Fox stages in regular movies. She's doing what we're doing. You bumping into her.
Kevin.
At all. No. You bumping into her at all type of events. You on the same sets with her.
Right.
You bumping into her all the time.
Right.
You don't be bumping into... When do you be bumping into Regina? You bump into walls, furnitures,
freezers.
You bumping into everything but Regina. You seen her one time in your life, cuz?
And then I was like, how did I not bump into her before?
You compare
because
Regina
she's
Hall.
Regina Hall, that's you
have little faith.
The girls you talking about, I've seen them.
Okay. But do you know that before Regina Hall was all these things, you know what she was? She was probably a young, struggling actress trying to find her way. 30. And people always remember who they were. She'll remember that. Oh, I used to just be out here auditioning, trying to get on. This is a young brother out here.
I'm a successful, rich, black woman.
And I'm going to be a successful.
And I remember so much what was like when I didn't have a lot of money, no disrespect,
right.
Where you are in life.
Right.
Didn't have a lot of money, chasing my dreams, just new to LA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forgo people who are on my caliber, men who could treat me and keep me with their money on the level that I'm accustomed to,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to throw a caution into the wind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to go over to North Hollywood.
Absolutely.
You got a roommate?
Absolutely.
Don't make me know.
Because
but see,
Kevin, you're making my point for me. It's because I'm not, just because I am here right now does not mean that this is where I'm going
to
be in 6 months.
But you talking to her, okay, now,
Because look at my track record, and I can back it up. I got receipts on what I do.
February.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah, by my birthday, it will have happened.
What's going to happen?
I will have taken Regina Hall on a date, and if you want to bet $1,000, we can bet that now. August 21st.
I never said bet. I said I will give. Betting you. No.
$500.
No.
$200.
I don't want to take your money. I wish you the best. You see, what you already did, you shortened your time from the whole year.
Because I put it out there in the universe.
The universe don't care.
Hollywood ain't but so big. She's not that unattainable. I can get her attention. You think I can't get her attention?
Well, let's see. I'll DM her and see if she responds.
That was my first step.
What's your second?
Hashtag.
That's going to work.
I got to just get her attention. Once I get her attention, absolutely.
Okay.
And I can't wait to see that smug, ridiculous look on your face when I take her out to Benihana's and the like.
Benny.
I can't? So you ain't just capping for the camera?
No.
There's no cameras here. There's nobody. Wait, there's nobody here now. It's just me and you. Just you and I. You really don't think I can get Regina Hall? You really, in your heart. If she sat down and listened to what I had to say, you don't feel like I can get Regina Hall? Just be honest. If I talk to her, if I convinced her to talk to me, you don't think I can get Regina Hall? You don't believe that? Do you not believe it?
I'm going to answer you.
Answer me. Do you believe it?
Not at all. Absolutely not.
Okay. No. That shows how much you believe in me.
No, it doesn't. That shows how much I believe in your ability to date Regina Hall. You're trying to make this I don't believe in nothing about Doughboy, and that's not true. Two things can be true. No. Two things can be true. I believe you're funny, hilarious, and talented. You're going to get everything in your life except Regina Hall.
You going to put parameters?
This year?
Yes. Bro, seriously. If she is single, and I don't know her relationship status, if Regina Hall is single, if you just put me in the same parameters of her.
You were in the same parameters.
I didn't want to make it weird. That's why I slid in the dims. Y'all are, man, and ain't nobody sitting here. The 95 gonna touch and agree. Somebody say Doughboy sounds real stalkerish. No, that ain't no stalkerish. It's gonna happen.
Okay.
I can't believe it. You don't believe me, man. That'd be your own Kev on stages. Your own Joshy Gonzalez.
Prove me wrong.
Oh, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Prove me wrong.
My life's mission has become crystal clear. Shout out to Regina Hall. You are crazy. I can't believe you think I can't get Regina Hall, bro.
Shout out Regina Hall.
You stupidos. Like I can't, man, listen here.
Did you turn it off, Josh?
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, they seen all that? I could absolutely get Regina, bro. You bugging.
No, come on.
You
bro.
Burnt.
For real. Okay.
You a whole dub.
Okay.
You a whole dub right
for
now.
For real. The camera's off.
Okay.
Pretend.
Okay.
You really think you get Regina Hall?
I'm not even. I can't. No. Because I know that a lot of times. No, listen. I know a lot of times we joke. I know a lot of times I say stuff for the camera. I can make myself seem stupid. Okay. I'm being dead for real serious. I think I have a legitimate shot at Regina Hall. Because at the end of the day, she's a good woman. She's looking for a good man. And I'm a good man. Don't worry about all the other stuff. I'm going to get that in due time, baby. I have it all.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to go on double dates.
I promise you, if you date Regina Hall.
I'm going to date Regina Hall.
I want you to pick out my lottery numbers. Because obviously.
You think it's a luck thing? For what reason would she say no? Outside of the fact that I have a roommate now and I don't have a ton of money and bad credit and I'm a little overweight. What else? Like, what's the deal breaker? I can lose weight. I can make money. I can get good credit.
Why would she wait? Okay, let me ask you this.
You're for real?
No cap.
You being for real. I don't know when you're being for real.
I don't know how else
okay,
to tell you.
Okay.
Why would Regina Hall or any woman on this earth wait for you to get your life together if they already have their life together?
Why
would Regina Hall be like, oh, okay, now shoot, he ain't got no job now. He ain't writing, ain't working, ain't doing nothing.
Because
no. Mm-hmm. I let you get your stuff out.
You did.
I'm going to wait till he gets his credit. As soon as he gets his credit right, loses that weight, gets a job, gets any money, stops wearing fake chains, any of those things. And I'm not even saying she's materialistic. And mm-hmm. I don't think because you have to have a lot of money to have someone. Mm-hmm. What I do think is people date people in their socioeconomic class.
Right.
Okay. Regina Hall is a millionaire.
Right.
Okay. You ordered 20 nuggets at McDonald's 5 times to save them to make sure you had stuff to eat on Thursday and Friday because you had plenty of room in your freezer.
I didn't have that many nuggets for 2 days. You think you're real funny. You think you're real funny.
You had a steak in your trunk the other week. Okay.
Everybody has steaks in their trunk.
So Regina Hall is like, now you got to deal with Regina. You got to deal with all her friends being like, girl, you're Regina Hall.
Why?
Okay. I know who I am and I love this man.
Absolutely.
Who brings, at this point in time, nothing to my life but humor.
No, that's not true. Because let's break down what you just said. Okay, yes. Okay, do I have a job? Do I have a job right now? Hold on, let me pull this up. I want to be heard.
Don't lean on the mic because your arms are heavy.
Okay. I'm sorry. What? You just waited till he said something?
Okay.
All right. So, do I have money now? No. That can change overnight. One of these scripts could sell. What? I'm writing a movie for us.
What script?
I'm on the road.
What script?
I'm writing scripts for a movie with you and I, TV shows with you and I.
And why would that sell this year?
Because all it takes is one yes. Have I not sold a pilot before? Did it not sell for north of 300,000? Like how you said? Did not do that?
You did.
Did not
now,
do that.
Hold on.
Okay.
You did. Now let me.
As an employee for a company.
No, that's not even what I was going to say. Okay. That was something you were writing.
Right.
That was written.
Right.
That you wrote for almost 2 years.
Right.
To get it to a point where somebody said, I'm going to give you 300,000.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You don't have nothing that you are writing that is in that shape this year.
Okay.
Is that true?
Okay.
Because you're throwing that out.
Okay.
That's going to sell.
Okay.
Have you wrote interior office day?
Okay. First of
all. You got an outline?
I'm working on all of that.
Now, what did you tell
me
today?
And I'm also the EP on a highly successful podcast called Righteous and Ratchet.
You think Righteous and Ratchet's going to get you to Regina Hall? Ratchet, Ratch.
The power of the righteous shall sustain me.
You think?
Absolutely. Okay. So with that being said, do I have a job right now?
No.
Why do I not have a job? Because I was bold enough to leave my job.
Or dumb enough if you
quit your job too. Did you not quit your job? Did you not quit
yes,
your
I
job?
Did.
Okay, maybe I didn't have everything that Kev on stage had, but I jumped.
Don't
you? I ain't afraid. I jump in the water and I learn how to swim when I'm in there. That's the type of person I am. So I don't have a job, but I work very hard. Yeah, I'm still overweight, but I used to be a lot more overweight. All these things are changing. Now, if I was just sitting on my hands not working, like, you got to be crazy enough to think that these things could work. Why would I think that I couldn't get a woman on the caliber of Regina Hall?
She's eating a charcuterie plate right now, Doughboy. What is that?
She's eating off of what?
Thank you.
What do you say? You always try to say stuff to confuse me.
Charcuterie plate. Do you know what that is?
It sounds like cheese. It is? See? I ain't that far from the truth is what I'm telling you.
It's one of those.
I can do the dance. Just show me the steps. I'll figure it out. I will figure it out in due time.
It sounds like cheese.
And it was right. Cheese. Exactly.
It was right.
Exactly.
Sounds like
exactly. And look at that.
Sounds like
that
cheese.
Quick. Exactly. It ain't that difficult.
How did you even get that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds I'm like saying. Cheese. And you know what I know? Cheese.
Exactly. You really think that if you put me in a spot with a cheese tray, I'm not going to be able to navigate my way through it? Gouda, all that. Pull up. It's a party. We could talk about this all night, but we won't. And I'm going to prove to you and all the righteous that I'm going to get Regina Hall.
Oh, my God. Dead. For real. We going to cut.
I'm not even joking.
After this.
I'm being for real, Kevin.
For real, though.
Kevin.
For real.
Let me tell you why. I believe in my heart that my wife is going to be a phenomenal woman and very highly successful.
Do you know that
Regina is hot? Regina Hall is highly successful and very beautiful.
Okay. She's an established woman in society.
And I'm going to be established, Josh. See, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all don't know how to have faith. You just be saying it and you don't be believing it. Why would I think that I couldn't get a woman like that? Why would I think
For real now.
I really believe that. I'm not capping. I'm not doing this. Because
the camera's off.
All this is going to get cut off. Anyway, I'm being honest with you right now. I feel like Regina Hall is not out of my league.
Okay.
I slid in DMs.
You slid in her DMs.
Okay.
And it's quiet.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, all right. But let her see it, though.
She probably won't.
See,
how many followers is we gotta cut this episode off.
Okay.
But how many followers does Regina Hall have?
Over a million.
Look it up. Okay. Just look it up.
Okay.
How many DMs do you think she gets on any given day?
What does that matter? They ain't dope boy.
Shot.
She got 1.9 M's.
Okay.
Let me look at Regina Hall, because maybe I'm seeing a different person. Let me just make sure I'm not seeing.
No.
That's her right there. Man, she fine.
So let me see. Did she put the picture of you and her up?
I didn't give it to her. I was going to ask her for a number so I can send it to her, but she had like kind of hopped off and security was around me.
Someone said bake her a cake.
Dojina Hall. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. More power to you. What? I wish you the best.
Come on, man.
You guys will make a great couple.
Now you're being a good friend.
I believe in it.
Don't give me sarcasm.
Oh my gosh. Who am I?
See? You're not being sincere.
Who am I?
You're not saying the truth out of you right now. Josh, do you think I can get it?
What time we here tomorrow?
Y'all trash, man. I just want to see the look on your face when I get it.
It's gonna be this.
Y'all
gonna be like, remember that face? I told him every time.
You crazy kid.
Yo, put the picture of me and Regina Hall as the thumbnail of this episode.
Grab my hand, babe. Come here, Jean. She lets me call her Jean. If you get Regina
Hall. Kevin, you know how I go. Just think about it. Because, okay, so take all the accolades out. And we ain't going to talk about none of these other women. There have been other women. One woman, and we won't say any names, has actually become a pretty famous actress. And you know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
And she's about to be really popping, right?
I think you can get her.
Okay.
And she's, right now or in 10 years. Okay. You and her, y'all paths, she might be a little ahead of you right now, mm-hmm. but she ain't far.
Okay.
She's not Regina Hall. Okay? This is you and this
so
is you her.
Mean, so by your rationale, if I would have met Regina Hall 15 years ago, it would have happened.
No.
A better.
Not at all. Don't put words in my mouth.
It just would have been a bigger chance.
Possible.
But now it's impossible to you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Because this is you. I'm not going to put you on the ground.
You know I'm not on the ground.
Okay. Whatever you're here.
Right.
Regina Hall is in Africa.
Okay. And how do you get to Africa? You get on a plane.
She's actually in Nigeria because somebody was like, Kevin, don't say Africa. It's a continent, not a country. You need to be specific about it. Because somebody went to Africa to feed some kids. And I was like, she went to Africa to feed some kids.
Okay.
And they said he was Nigeria. Like, you didn't go say the country she went to. I didn't know it. Right. Because you know what she said?
You can't respond to everybody on these comments.
I didn't respond, but I'll sock cuz and don't and
they
don't
can
forget
go a
that.
Different way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it could be whatever, cuz, on the dead homies.
But I'm just have a real. I think you capping for the camera right now. I don't think that you really disbelieve
you're
this much.
Crunch for the camera. We are both honest.
Do you really believe I can't get Regina?
How many different ways can I say this is impossible?
All right. Well, then we're going to see.
We'll see you guys next year this time, and we'll see if Billboy and Regina Hall are buried.
It's going to happen.
When's your birthday? August what?
August 21st.
August 21st.
I'm putting it in the universe. I will have...
By August 21st.
I will have a yes or... How about that? I will have a yes or no by August 21st. So if nothing else, she will at least be like, nah, though, it ain't cool.
Josh is closing the store in the middle of the episode.
Right, that's how you feel?
We love y'all.
Yeah, we do.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
All these people hating, you might get a date, but relationship, nah. How would you know?
He ain't getting none of it. We love y'all. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at Regina and Doughboy's wedding.
Reception.
Which is set for April 1st.
You'll be the
1st
breast man.
Of this year. Goodbye.
Chicken breast man.